5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 17th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, you can probably guess, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia's foreign ministry now mocking the West, unleashing a storm of criticism, as it were. Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova Wednesday jokingly requesting that the United States and the UK governments just go ahead and publish a list of scheduled invasion dates. Publish the list of dates that Russia is going to invade Ukraine because, as she wrote, I would like to plan my vacation. Memes and social media mockery to follow from Russia, no doubt. Meanwhile, under the radar, Russia and U.S. NATO forces are holding massive rival war drills further south in the Mediterranean and in the Middle East. U.S. Navy wrapping up what's being called possibly the largest maritime exercise in history. 60 nations participating in this exercise. The war games encompassing 10,000 personnel, 50 warships, 80 unmanned systems. And at the same time, Russia on Wednesday is running a new exercise in the Mediterranean and in Syria, deploying MiG-31K fighter jets with hypersonic missiles and long-range Tu-22 strategic bombers to its airbase in Syria for naval exercises in the Persian Gulf. Again, let's just pray that cooler heads prevail and that all of this arm swinging that's taking place doesn't wind up connecting with anybody and triggering something worse than just this war of words. Topic number 4, leading from behind. That would be the Centers for Disease Control. After more than a dozen states, including California, which has more population on its own than a number of nations like, you know, Canada, the United Kingdom, have already decided to lift their own COVID mask mandates in most public places. The Centers for Disease Control now ready to admit that maybe the time for mask mandates has passed. NBC News reports that the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are really needed based on the level of severe disease and hospitalizations in any given community. A few hours after NBC News broke the story, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, confirmed some of the details during a press briefing, saying that mask guidance could be changed sometime later this month or in early March. And it's about time as we look at the 7-day rolling average of new cases of COVID-19 here in the United States. It's dropped 80% from where it was just 1 month ago. That is good news. But having said that, Project Veritas, with a disturbing revelation, the first of a two-part series published at the Project Veritas website, projectveritas.com, revealing that the Food and Drug Administration is apparently preparing to require COVID vaccines on an annual basis. This is according to Food and Drug Administration Executive Officer Christopher Cole, who was caught on undercover camera by a Project Veritas reporter. He revealed that his agency plans to announce that COVID-19 vaccinations will become official policy, saying that the Biden administration wants us to get vaccinated every year. Cole says the annual COVID-19 shots isn't probable, but certain. Certain. When pushed on how he knows that an annual vaccine will become policy, Cole states, quote, "Just from everything I've heard, they," meaning the Food and Drug Administration, "are not going to not approve it." End quote. The footage, again, part one of a two-part series on the FDA at the Project Veritas website, also includes sound bites from Cole about the financial incentives offered by pharmaceutical companies to get the vaccine approved. They allocate, according to Cole on the video, hundreds of millions of dollars to put people in place to approve these vaccines. Cole said in the hidden camera footage, quote, "It'll be a recurring fountain of revenue, a recurring fountain of revenue. Might not be that much initially, but it'll recur. If they can get every person required to get an annual vaccine, this is a recurring return of money going into their company," end quote. This is the policy. It's not based on health. It's based on topic number 3, bird flu. Poultry operations in Kentucky and Virginia confirmed to have birds infected with a highly lethal form of avian flu, H5N1. This is according to federal agriculture officials. Monday, a flock of turkeys in Indiana tested positive, raising worries about a wider outbreak. Some 30,000 turkeys euthanized on that farm in Indiana, another 26,000 due to be killed after the virus was found at a second farm, and a Tyson operation in Kentucky could lose 240,000 chickens culled to stop the spread of this avian flu. According to the CDC, this is not a threat to us humans, but it will affect us economically. Mexico has joined a list of other countries that have banned or limited poultry imports from Indiana because of the H5N1 outbreak, and food prices already spiking as we have seen inflation hit a 40-year high here in the United States just in the last 2 months. Topic number two today, unbaptized. I was not aware that this was a thing, but apparently a Catholic, Roman Catholic priest in Arizona has voluntarily resigned because it's emerged that he's been bungling the religious ritual of baptism in his parish for more than 20 years. The Catholic Diocese of Phoenix confirms this. They announced the church leaders have found that Father Andres Arango's use of the phrase, "we baptize," rather than "I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, etc., means that the baptisms performed by Father Arango for the last two decades are invalid. This is bizarre. Father Arango said in a letter he deeply regrets the mistake, and he's going to step down from the pulpit at St. Gregory's Parish and basically devote his ministry trying to rectify this issue. The Phoenix diocese saying there's no single clear answer on what cascade effect this mistake might have, such as how it might impact those incorrectly baptized and then later married in the church. The San Diego diocese has weighed in on this because there's some folks baptized by Father Arango in Phoenix now in the San Diego diocese. Now, you might ask, what, in fact, is the big deal of all this? The fact is that under Roman Catholic, the Catechism, their official doctrine, as you can see there in that line, this is from the FAQ at the Phoenix Diocese website, baptism in Roman Catholic doctrine is required for salvation. Baptism is required for salvation. So if you're a Roman Catholic, the heartache for some parents here, I mean, just put yourself in the position of a parent whose young child was baptized by Father Arango and has since passed away. Under Roman Catholic doctrine, that child is outside God's grace. This is horrible. This is not why we baptize. Dr. Michael Heiser does a wonderful teaching on this. Looking at 1 Peter 3, beginning at verse 18, he describes the process of baptism as being like Jesus' descent into the netherworld, where he proclaimed to the spirits in prison. And in that context, in the context of 1 Peter 3, it's clear that he's dealing with the spirits who were the sons of God from Genesis chapter 6, the rebellious sons of God who created the Nephilim and the demonic spirits that proceeded from them when they were destroyed in the flood of Noah. And then he corresponds baptism. Baptism was corresponds to this, Peter writes. It is essentially a declaration of victory over these rebellious spirits, these fallen angels. That's why we baptize. Sadly, there are many that parish who've been baptized over the last 20 years who are in anguish now, especially if those loved ones who've been baptized, children who've been baptized over the last 20 years have since died prematurely. This is a horrible situation based on a false understanding of why we baptize. Well, coming up, a story, a little lighter news, giving new meaning to hogging the couch. That's next on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, hogging the couch, literally. A woman in Germany surprised when she came home to find that her house had been wrecked by a wild boar, who then, tired out from essentially destroying her furniture, decided to just relax and chill on her couch. He was so relaxed, in fact, that he didn't notice her when she opened the door, which is a good thing, because wild boar, you do not want to mess with them. This one weighed 132 pounds, apparently. She got a picture of it, even just chilling, 10 feet away. She got back out, called police. They were able to invite the boar to leave by opening the door, and thankfully nobody hurt. This is a major problem. Wild hogs, feral hogs, can be pretty dangerous. They've culled about 10,000 of them here in our home state of Missouri this year. A lot of them running around the Mark Twain National Forest. They do a lot of damage to farmland, but they can also spread diseases because a lot of diseases that infect hogs can also spread to humans, hence like swine flu. Thankfully, in this case, no harm done other than to the furniture. It's just too bad she didn't have a dachshund, because dachshunds back in the day were bred by German hunters to go after boar. Boar, they have no fear. Dachshunds have even less fear. So the lesson today, folks, get a dachshund, protect your home from wild boar. SkyWatch TV magazine has gone digital. It is available for free and available as a free download because supply chain disruptions, the cost of paper. We're making it available to you for free right now at the SkyWatch TV website. It will always be there in the right-hand column, or the easy way to get to the magazine archive at SkyWatchTV.com. Just point the camera on your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on your screen. It'll take you right there to the archive page, so go back and read the old editions. This is an enhanced PDF. Try out the links inside the document. You'll find that it will take you to various places. Easy way to navigate around inside the magazine. It's like having the print edition, but where you could actually tap, move the make the font bigger, which when you get to my age is kind of an important thing. Again, skywatchtv.com in the right-hand column, or just point your smartphone or tablet, the camera that is, at the QR code on your screen, and you'll get to it right away. During the month of February, our thank you for your support is the book and the accompanying DVD, Dead Pets Don't Lie. We need your support to do what we do here at Skywatch TV, and if you're in the U.S. or Canada, for your donation of any amount this month, we will send this to you. If you're a pet owner, take advantage of this. You'll be surprised at what you find is in the food you've been feeding your pets. Probably, unless you do a lot of homework, because there's a lot of obfuscation when it comes to letting us know what is actually in the food that we feed our pets. Again, you set the amount. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, any amount this month, for your gift of any amount, we will send this as our thank you to you for your support. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate or skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries. You want to find out the truth behind the UFO movement? Check out The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's latest documentary film. Want to know about the transhumanist movement? What is this all about? Yes, Ye Shall Be As Gods meets science fiction. That and more available at skywatchfilms.com. These are all available for instant access in full HD for as little as $3. You can also purchase unlimited access. Find out more and get immediate access at skywatchfilms.com. Skywatch TV's tour of Israel, we backed it up to next spring. There's some news out today, by the way, as we record this, that Israel will soon be opening up to tourists again, allowing children to come, so tour groups will soon be welcomed again. Don't know about the vaccine mandates, but that's why we've pushed our tour back to next year, waiting for those to go away as well. You can find out more, our sample itinerary and a breakdown of the costs at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Now, we're planning on going to Turkey this fall, Sharon and I, alongside Doug Hershey, author of the best-selling coffee table books Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. We will see the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, which you see on the screen here, which archaeologists call the world's oldest religious community, a community founded specifically for religion. It was not an agricultural community that then built a temple. No, this was a religious site. And again, it's 9,000 BC or thereabouts, according to their numbers. Anyway, we'll go there. We'll see Abraham's hometown of Haran. We will visit the underground city of Derinkuyu in Cappadocia. 30,000 people at one time lived underground. Christians hiding from Romans, Christians hiding from the Muslim armies in the 7th century AD. Just some amazing things here. And we will talk about the historic and also the prophetic significance. Again, the churches of Revelation. You don't want to miss this. Find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talked with prophecy expert Jimmy Evans about his book Tipping Point. Joe Horn and Tom Horn anchored that discussion. You'll find our broadcast schedule not just for the weekly flagship Skywatch TV program, but for all of our broadcast shows posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can throw away the schedule, make your own schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. Then whenever you click the remote, we will be there. The advantage is that we release the broadcast shows usually a couple of days ahead of broadcast when you've got Roku and Apple TV, or you can download our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet alongside important news, calendar of upcoming events, and more. And that is available for free for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. We have links to the app stores for those at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.